This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday announced there will be limited pauses in Gaza's fighting to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Rick Piepercorn is the WHO representative in that area.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it, the CUN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible constraint, complex environments, will not be possible.
The so-called humanitarian pauses will last for at least 3 days in different areas.
We have to stop this transmission in Gaza.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to nuclear weapons-grade levels in defiance of international demands. That's according to a confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency that was seen by the Associated Press on Thursday. The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program, and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. Floodwaters have swept through many communities and villages in northern Sudan over the past 2 days, resulting in the deaths of dozens and collapsing hundreds of homes. According to a Sudanese civil defense spokesperson, 31 people have died so far in the north of the country due to the floods. Heavy rain and flooding across Sudan this month has impacted more than 317,000 people, officials said. This is VOA News. Chinese lending to Africa rose for the first time in years in 2023. New research by Boston University's Global Development Policy Center showed on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Kate Bartlett reports.
The Boston University paper found a couple of trends when analyzing China's loans to 8 African countries and 2 regional financial institutions last year. The researchers said one thing that was unique was that more than half the money was loaned to African multilateral banks. They said this was likely a form of risk mitigation. Despite this growing risk aversion, the researchers noted China was still lending to 3 major long-time borrowers: Angola, Nigeria, and Egypt. Critics have accused China of ensnaring African countries in debt traps, by which large sums owed to Chinese companies make African governments beholden to Beijing economically and politically. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The European Union's top diplomat is pressing Ukraine's international backers to lift restrictions on the use of weapons they provide so the country's armed forces can strike military targets inside Russia. The U.S. restricts the use of long-range ballistic missiles it provides, and some EU countries also limit the use of their weapons. Ukraine is desperate to target airfields and other military installations inside Russia that are used to stage attacks on its armed forces and civilians. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Thursday that the weaponry is useless unless Ukraine is granted the freedom to use Western-provided arms according to its needs. Motorcycle taxi drivers in Indonesia staged a strike on Thursday to protest low pay and called on the government to provide more protection against what they say are unfair practices by ride-sharing companies. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Motorcycle taxis are ubiquitous across Indonesia, including in Jakarta, known for some of the world's worst traffic congestion. Drivers gathered outside a government building and the Jakarta offices of Indonesia's largest technology company, GoTo, and Southeast Asia's biggest ride-hailing and food delivery firm, Grab. Right now, the companies recognize the drivers as partners, so they don't have a legal obligation to set a minimum wage, according to a labor law lecturer at University of Gajah Mada.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. A Hong Kong court on Thursday convicted 2 former editors of a shuttered news outlet in a sedition case widely seen as a barometer for the future of media freedoms in a city once hailed as a bastion of free press in Asia. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.